Oats. Yeah, wheat, barley, rye, oats, and spelt. And the five grains.
What's the fifth one?
Spelt.
Spelt.
Spelt. All right.
Spelt.
Why
yeah.
they call
what
it
is,
spelt?
What is spelt? I don't even know what it is.
Well, it's a grain. I don't really know much about it. I'm not.
It's a seed of a piece of grass. It's the grasses, but who knows? I can't tell the difference.
Right. Now, the Gemara does talk about, in Brachos, as you see over there, it talks about that if you did it, if you use this grain in order to for the gluten part of the grain to stick it together, yeah. right, then you don't make the Bracha Mesonis on it.
You don't?
No, you don't. Why? Because you're essentially using it just as glue to stick the
gluten.
Yeah. That's what gluten is called.
It's part of the all right.
Yeah,
I don't understand.
You don't know what gluten is?
No, so
no, I don't know. These are all names. I have no idea what they
so,
are.
So these grains have a one of the components of this grain does is that it sticks things together. Right. If you ever use,
Glue.
Yeah, it's like glue. Exactly.
That's why you call it glue.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you ever, make challah, right, the dough is sticky. Yeah. Right. You have to use a lot of flour to make sure it doesn't stick to your hands.
Yeah.
Right. That's what it does. It sticks. It sticks together. So a lot of times when you use one of these grains. You don't use it in order to because you want to make it. It's not the main ingredient. You're not using it for flavor. You're using it just in order to stick the parts together, so it doesn't fall apart. So if that's the reason that you're using it, then you're not going to make a mezonos on it because it's not the main ingredient.
But what kind of an item is it going to be?
All right. So we'll get to some specifics as we go on. But we'll see. We'll see.
So what do you make?
So you make whatever you used it for. For example, sometimes you make a soup, and you want to make the soup thicker,
yeah.
right? So you put flour in it. Now you're going to make mezonos on the soup? No. If it's a potato soup, you're going to make an adama on it, right? Because that is a potato soup. Right? So you're going to make an adama. Or you're using the flour just to thicken it, right? So that's another example.
But the soup, I guess you make a dum on the potato and then make a shakum on the water.
No, you make a dum on the whole thing. Yeah, it depends. If there are pieces of potato in it, you can actually see the potato in the soup. If you take a spoonful and you'll see like
so
a piece of potato.
It has potato flavor.
Yeah.
The whole soup is a hadama.
If it's completely ground up, right? If you put in like the food processor, it's completely ground up, and there's no you take a spoonful of the soup. And all you see is liquid, might be thick liquid, but it's liquid. Then you'll say shackle on it. Yeah.
We were studying Lachot to Lachot with Rabbi Gerstein.
Yeah.
So
and
he...
actually, we were seeing that even if you don't see the vegetable.
That's why you still say make a dhamma.
You still make a priya dhamma.
Yeah, there are opinions well though that you do make priya dhamma. It depends, yeah.
So if you have a soup, right, and you cut up a potato and throw it in there, pieces. They're pieces. They're not. Mm-hmm. They don't disintegrate.
Right.
Okay. So you're telling me that you have to make a bracha on the soup, separate from the bracha on the potato.
No, the whole thing is one bracha. If it's a potato soup with pieces of potato on it, then you make one bracha. You're not going to make an adama on the pieces and a shahakal on the soup. If it's a potato soup, then you make adama on the whole thing. Yeah?
All right, we'll get to me.
We'll get the soup. That, there's much more to talk about. I just wanted to bring a quick example.
Right.
So,
tomato juice, you make adama. Apple juice, you make eight.
Okay, we'll get there. There's much more to discuss. I just wanted to, first of all, set, before we get to the specifics, I just want to set a few principles And it was as we see from the Gemara. Yeah? So that's what you see from this first Gemara. Yes, the Gemara says, Chavitz Kedera, Mechen Daisa, Brida Omar Shakom Nia B'dvarai. Ravgana Omar, Burim Minim Azinis. So if we're talking about some kind of porridge, Daisa is porridge, then it's a Mechalek, it's what bracha you make, because porridge is essentially liquid. You make a shago or you make a mazonos. But the Daisa grain, the Kulam Le Pligi, the Burim Minim Azinis. Ki Pligi, but Daisa Kain Chavitz Kedera. Right, so if it's only dice, if it's only porridge, right? Let's look at the English. With regard, you see with regard to pounded grain alone, everyone agrees. The one recites mezonos, basically. When they argue, it is with regard to pounded grain mixed with honey, in the manner of. Of chavitz, cooked in a pot. Brida said that one recites by his words, also, right, meaning shakol nevidvar, right? Right? As he held that the honey is primary, and the honey one recites shakol nevidvar, right? And Rav Kahana says that one recites bermir mezenis. Why? As he held that the flour, as is the case with all products produced from grain is primary, and therefore one recites Barim Mir Mezenis. Right, so the question is, which part of this porridge is the main part? Is the honey the main part, and therefore we're going to say shakal?
What are you talking about?
We're talking about a porridge. Porridge.
Peas porridge in a pot, 9 days old. Peas porridge is like...
Oatmeal.
It's
not a liquid.
Oatmeal's
porridge. A bowl of hot oatmeal.
Yeah, it is liquid. It could be liquid.
How would you make a mezonos on a liquid?
Well, then it's got a grain in it, right? It's like
it's a little thicker than a liquid.
It's a bit thicker. It depends how you make it. It depends how much liquid you put in there. But you can make it either with oatmeal. You can make it with barley. You can make it with different ingredients, right? And so porridge is really a mixture of honey. The Gemara says it's honey, and it's got a grain in it. The question is, what is the main part? Is the honey the main part, or is the grain the main part? If the honey is the main part, then you make shehakol.
Is this the Gemara discussing? The Talmud is discussing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think in the honey it was dvash, what do you call it, from tamarim, from dates, not from bee honey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But any honey is shakal.
Yeah.
Even if it's made from dates.
But how could the honey be a shakal if it's from dates? It means it's the syrup. Because the honey bee came much later.
Also, maple syrup is shakal. Maple comes out of a tree.
Yeah, so date honey is also...
Shakal, yeah.
Yeah. There is a sap that comes out of date trees, I found out. Funnish.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, but again, we're talking more in the general now. Yeah. We're going to get down to specifics later.
Well, it's talking about as the main part. There's more honey than the other stuff in there. Is that what you mean? What do you mean the main part?
What's considered the main part?
Huh?
What is considered the main part? Is the honey the main part?
It could be for me the honey, for you it could be the
very
other
good.
Stuff.
Very good. Very good. We're going to get to that. very good. It's a very good point that you're making. It could be that for some people, the bracha will be bar minim zenas, and for other people, it will be shakal.
It doesn't go how much you put in there?
Not necessarily. It's a very good point.
You got a bowl of cereal, right?
Yeah.
Now you like it to be sweet, so you put some honey in it. Okay.
Well, there's other factors as well.
Well, you put a little bit of honey in it, make it sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So then you say you're making mezonos on this now because of the honey.
I mean shakal.
I mean shakal because. Yeah, but. I don't understand. What is the main?
Let's get down to the end so we can understand
all,
it.
To me, a person makes the thing the way they like it.
Right.
So
right.
It's not a main pie. With the honey alone is only honey, and all the other stuff alone
right.
is
there,
only stuff.
There are other
mixes because you mix it together. How do you call one the main part? The person wants both in there.
Right.
He wouldn't take honey by himself and eat it.
Right.
And take the other stuff separate and eat it. He likes it put together. So I don't understand what's the main part.
Well, there are other variables as well. We're going to see. There are other parts. There's all first right. of all what you like, and there's also other things that we're going to see. There are a few factors that go into what makes the bracha. One of them is what you prefer. One of them is how much you put in.
Right.
Right? So it depends on that too. We'll see. Right. Yeah. Now. Let's see another Gemara. Wait, so let's just finish then. Now, the end of the Gemara, this Gemara is very important. Let's see the end. Rav Yosef said, it is reasonable to say, in accordance with the opinion of Rav Kahana, as Rav and Shmuel both said, anything that has one of the five spices of grain in it, one recites over it, bar minim zaynis, even if it is mixed with other ingredients. What he's trying to say over here, that even in a case where one of the five grains is a minority, right? You don't have to have more than 50% of grain in that. Even if it's less than 50%, you still make a bar minim zaynis. Why? Because by definition, one of these five grains makes this dish into a mezonos. Because it is so important, because it's so crucial, that's why, by definition, it doesn't matter necessarily the amount, but one of these grains already defines this dish as a mezonos.
Does it go by taste?
Yeah, that too. That's another factor. Hold on. We're going to get there. But that's one thing we established right now.
But in this case, does that mean that if I put it there just to use it as a glue, like we were saying before.
Then no, right?
Okay.
Then no. It's gotta be a main ingredient, but it doesn't need to be necessarily most of the dish. It can be even less. It could be like 20% of the dish or 30%.
That's what we go by, actually, right?
Yeah. This is one very important principle that we're going to start off with.
Does it go with a mashu?
That's Pesach.
No. It's not a mashu. No, it's got to be significant, but it doesn't necessarily have to be the majority.
What is considered significant?
Okay, very good. Let's see. Let's see. The principle is that one of these five grains is by definition, because it's so important, by definition, one of these grains defines this dish to be a mezonos. Does not necessarily need to be most of the ingredients in that dish.
No, let's say.
Okay, we'll get there. We'll see how much you need.
That's
right?
How I just asked. How much do you need of this to make it mezonos?
Right, okay. We'll see. We'll see how much you need. But the principle we see from here that it does not need to be most of it.
Yeah, all right.
It could be even less than half.
Well, but mezonos, automatically you're telling me it's not a hamotzi, because all these things is what bread is made out of. But it's not a bread.
That makes sense because I would see.
Well, the cereal, that, of course, is not a bread.
That
cereal.
Stuff that you put in, that's what you're eating.
The porridge, of course, is not a bread.
I mean,
other things.
From the five things, that was what makes the thing edible. The other stuff that you put in there doesn't put it together.
It holds it together.
It isn't. What would it be without this? So you're making something over there. You don't put that stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? What is it?
Water.
What? Who says they do water? Maybe they put some other stuff put it together.
Did I mention it last week? I spoke to the baker.
Yeah.
Newman?
Newman.
Yeah.
And I says, what do you put in? Most of your stuff is flour and water.
You mean for the bagels, you mean?
All right, flour and water.
Yeah. Salt.
I says, what do you consider cake? He says, do you use anything besides water? He says, yeah, well, we make, when I make humantaschen, he says, it's just flour and eggs.
Yeah, eggs, they say...
You don't, doesn't use any water.
Mm-hmm. No water? Oh, the egg has the water in it. The egg makes it the liquid. Well,
All right.
I remember eggs is considered like juice. It makes them mazonas.
Egg kichel. He said
if it does, something like that.
He says there's no water in that either. All right, that's all I know.
Challah is made out of eggs. Not necessarily.
All right, let's keep on going so we can maybe understand what we're
doing. But
we
see from here is, we see from here that there's two general types, right? There's one type, is like we said in the beginning, is that you put it in there just to glue it together. If the only purpose you put it in there is just to glue it together, then you're not going to make mazonas out of it, right? But if it is an important ingredient, it's more than just gluing it together. You actually want to have the flavor, the taste of this grain, then you will make a mazonas. Even if it's 60% other stuff and only 40% grain, you're still going to make a mazonas on it. Right? It depends why you put it in there. What is the reason? Yeah, makes sense?
Okay.
Well,
all right. So what is this person making? Let's go back to what is he making here? He's got stuff over here. And what does he want to make? Doesn't it matter on what he wants to make?
No.
I mean, what else?
It could be soup, it could be porridge, it could be, chalent, you know? It could be anything. As long as you want the actual flavor of this grain.
I understand, but you don't want that. You don't need that. What are you making here? I mean, mazonas is a piece of cake. It's a piece of cake. It's not a soup. Not a jelly. What is he making?
Oats
at the
isn't
beginning
one of these
before
grains,
he puts
though.
The stuff.
Huh?
In, you know, what
oats is not
does
a
it matter what he
yes,
wants to make?
Oats.
I mean, what breakfast he's going to make?
Wheat.
Yeah, it does matter. Doesn't matter. We're going to see more.
Not one of these five things.
It is. Oh.
We're going to see more.
Oats is not one of these five
things.
So
now he wants to make something, whatever it is, but he doesn't want cake. He only is putting the stuff to hold the other stuff together. You say he doesn't make mazonas.
No.
So it depends on what he's making.
Rye.
Yes.
Yeah, that's got it.
Oops, I don't know what else.
That sounds right.
Yeah. What were you going to say, Victor?
I don't know.
Okay.
Oats is not one of the five grains.
Yes, it is.
Oats is.
Barley.
Oats. All right.
Yeah, oats is one of the five grains. All right. Yes. So now, there are a few cases that is in the twilight zone, in the gray area, where it's neither nor, right? It's not clear if why you put it in. You put it in there because you want the flavor or because you just want to fluff up, to keep it together or to give it more body. Right?
Yeah, well,
and
keep
so
putting it together. That's,
right.
That's
so let's talk about these cases and see in these cases that are neither here nor there, what do we do? Yeah?
You don't eat it.
All right.
If that was the case, then it would be very hard to find something that you can eat.
Usually grain doesn't have any taste. Or usually all other things to make something specific.
Go about if you don't know what bracket you saw make on something, mm-hmm. You don't know. You just don't know. So what do? You don't eat it?
It depends. If you learn the halachas of brachas and you don't know, then you make a shackle.
That's it.
If you never learned the halachas of brachas and
well,
you just
you
don't know because...
It. Naturally, you don't know. Nobody ever told you, or you never had.
No, but if it's because like you learned the halacha and you really don't know, then you make a shackle. If you just don't know because you never learned the halacha, then don't eat it.
Well, if you never learn, if you learned it, how can you say you don't know?
Because there are many cases that are, there are very many cases that are in the gray area, you know, as we're going to see. It's not always so clear what bracha you make. There are cases that it really depends.
I understand that. So you
right? So if you learned halakhos and you know your stuff, in this case, you just don't know. Yeah, but you know the general rules, but you don't know what you make in this case. Then you make a shackle. If you never learned halakhos and you're just like, whatever, I never learned it, I don't know, then don't eat it.
So you're saying if you did learn anything.
That's why you need to learn the halakhos of brachos.
No, when you forgot.
Okay, if you forgot, then also you make a shackle.
So you don't make a shackle, you just don't need it.
Yeah, no, if you forgot, then you can make a shackle, yeah.
You can still make a shackle?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
You know, the bracha, make up a bracha. I mean, it's a thought.
But let's see,
not always.
You
not
have
always.
All these stuff, things like he's with the bacon it's and everything else. And a plain person doesn't know what the heck, what's going on in there.
Right.
Or anything. He picks up something, he wants to eat it, and... And, you know, and is it this? It looks like a piece of cake.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a piece of cake? I don't know what he put in there or not. And so what
you
do
know
you
what
do
I
then?
Do? I just take a crack or something.
You
I know
make
it's
a shackle or you
I
don't eat it?
That. Then I.
Then you make a shackle.
Water,
if you don't know what it is, then you make a shackle.
That's it.
No, so, okay.
For you it's simple.
So any time you...
For your mother it's not...
You don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Because they got a lot of time on their hands, you know.
And you make a shackle.
They want to get together. We can't just leave.
Okay, so in order to understand these cases that are in the gray area, we have to understand, we have to look at the reasons that are brought down in the Rishonim as to why we put this grain into the dish. What is the purpose of it? So there are two main reasons. One of them is brought down in the Tosfos. Richie, why don't you read out the Tosfos? Everyone have the Tosfos on the second page? The third page. Look at the third page. Yeah, you got it right there. The Tosfos and Brachos 36b.
Koshish boy.
Read out the...
The English? I don't... There's no English here.
No English. You know Hebrew. Come on, Richie.
Someone...
Read out the bold part. The bold part of Tosfos. Right over here.
V'soich shekedim. That's weird.
Almonds.
If you put it into an almond mix, right? Right. So
shekedim. The mist is shekedim almonds or some kind of a nut.
Right, yeah.
She also lechoyle im.
Yeah, you usually make it for a sick person who can't have, you know...
Cholov.
Right, he can't have real milk. Posim lechoyle, right?
Yeah.
Im oisim osa kadei she yisoy de halei. Right? The reason you're putting this grain is in order to make it more heartfelt. What?
Thicker.
Make it thicker and to make it more satisfying.
Well, yeah,
right.
Well, it's the same thing. Oh.
If that's the reason you're putting it in, you want to make it more satisfying, thicker, more...
Tasty.
More. Well, tasty is something else. Tasty is something else. Tasty is a different thing. We're not putting it in order to make it tasty. No, you're not putting it necessarily to give it a flavor. Rather, to give it more body, to make it more hearty. Right? A much more hearty dish. Yeah, if that's the reason you're putting it in...
More tasty.
Well, that's a different reason. Look in the Rashba. Let's look in the Rambam. The Rambam says, Avalim Irev. You see the Rambam, the next one? The bold part of the avalim irev could they leiten tam batar raves hare uikar. Right, the Rambam says what you were saying. That's a different reason. If you put it in there in order to put to give more flavor, right, to give it taste, to give it flavor, that's when you make a mezonos. So the Tosfos is saying a different reason than the Rambam is. The Rambam is saying the reason is why, because you're putting it in because you want it to have a different taste, different flavor. Tosfos is saying you're putting it in because you want it to be a more hearty dish. You want it to be more satisfying, more filling. Right? It's two separate things.
You know, yes, grains are very satisfying as a food. You know, you eat bread, or cake.
Right, exactly.
It does satisfy more than most foods.
It does. If you eat a dish that it's a vegetarian, right, only vegetables, you walk away feeling hungry. Right? You eat a salad, you're hungry at the end.
You eat bread or a cake, you feel...
Exactly. You eat bread or cake. It fills you up. It's got a satisfying feeling to it. Yeah. Right? So that's the reason that the Rashba brings down. That Tosfos brings down. To make it more hearty. Yeah? So now...
That's why you bench after the grains, because you can feel it better.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Physically, it makes sense.
Right. So these are the two reasons that are brought down in the Rishonim to make a bar mina mezonos. Now, in the Shulchan Aruch brings down both of them. Yeah? Shulchan Aruch brings down only the Rambam, that you put it in there for flavor, but the Mishnah Berurah brings down also the reason of Tosfos, that you did it, put it in to give it, to make it more hearty. Yeah? So which comes out that if any of these reasons apply, then you would make a bar mina mezonos on it. Yeah? Even one of them. You don't need both reasons. Even one of these reasons is good enough to make it into a bar mina mezonos. Okay? Yeah? Make sense?
Well, does this make sense? If you cook, you do something for purpose.
Yeah.
For taste, for structure.
Yes.
But if you buy... food is ready to eat. Why this is? Cook product always has the same brocha, or depend on some different reason.
What do you mean? It varies.
Why is there no? I believe if there is some food, should be labeled. The same as label parva, same label. It is hamotzi
label. I've seen some say it says mezonos.
There is no any label for food is called mezonos.
I've seen those labels.
Right.
Sometimes.
No, it's sometimes, not right. Often. But I've seen because on Pesach. On Pesach, they had something made of potato starch, and it looks like a cake. So they're afraid you make a mezonos, so they put it down on the label that you make.
This is called
shakol.
It's called kosher for Passover.
They're not kosher for Passover. It means even.
You make a.
So it's not made from one of the grains.
But this agro general. This is two approach, to approach taste or actually depend when you cook, when you buy it, there is no any. How you know you didn't do anything? Somebody did.
So that's a very good point. That's a very good point.
Because somebody did who knows what he
may right.
have ingredients on it.
You're right. There's actually a booklet put out by there's a bracha. There's a book called Vezoisa Bracha, and the author of this book is actually a rabbi of mine in Israel. He put out a little booklet with all the different types of foods that are made that you buy in stores that are processed. And he has a list of every single food with a bracha that goes with it.
Okay, it means he made some labels.
Yes, he researched everything. He knows exactly what how much they put in for what, and he's got the bracha for each one.
But this is law. His list. His list for people who somebody does not have this list. What he rule he?
You gotta get it. If you want, I can get it for you. It's more for products in Israel, though. I don't think he did anything in America.
A compass or a clock? A clock
on the head. Do you ever make a bracha on liquid?
Liquid is altogether different.
No, you make potato soup. You don't scratch up the potato. The reason we came to potato soup because you had the potato, you put it in the water, and you put whatever else. And now you take the potato out. Now you got a soup.
Right. The soup is
still,
soup
is still considered potato soup.
We'll get there. We'll get there. There's a lot. We didn't talk about soup yet. I'm saying
okay.
We'll get there. There's a lot more to discuss. There's a lot of more things we have to get down to, but we'll get there. We'll continue hopefully next week because there's still stuff we didn't get to.
Next week we continue brochas or?
Yeah, we'll continue that. We didn't finish yet.